Thank you so much for calling. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is Teresa. I would like to know to whom I am talking.
My name is Ryan.
Ryan, could you please tell me about your work, you know, in your office? What type of publishing work do you do?
We are a hybrid publishing provider. I'm just a receptionist, so I'm going to connect you with the person who can help you with this. His name is Max. I'm transferring your call to him. Can you please hold on the line for a second?
Yeah, what is his name?
Thank you so much for calling. This is Max. How can I help you?
To whom I am talking, please?
Can you please repeat that?
Pardon?
This is Max Wilson.
Max.
Help you?
Okay. My name is Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a book, and I would like to publish it.
Okay.
So, would you please tell me a little bit about it? Pardon?
Can you tell me the genre of your book, Marissa?
I am sorry, the connection is not too good. I would like to hear you nicely so I can give the right answer. Can you repeat it again?
Can you hear me properly?
I am sorry, sometimes I don't get your voice. Can you
hear me?
Can you hear it slowly?
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. I will speak slowly now. Can you tell me?
Yeah, your voice is going up and down, so I am missing some of your voice.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'll make sure it stays static now, okay?
Wonderful. This is my ninth book.
Okay.
I am not new. I already published 8 books beautifully done.
Wow.
And this is my ninth book. And I would like to know what type of service you are giving for self-publishing.
I'm just confirming what you just said. If I said anything wrong, correct me, okay?
Okay, sure.
You already have published a few books before, and this is going to be your 6th or 7th.
Yeah, 8 books, and it was long distance. This time, I decided to be local.
Okay. Sure. We do publish books. We can do a local publishing, or we can do an international publishing. And we edit, proofread, format, and publish the book according to the international publishing standards. Is that something that you're looking for?
That's good. And also, I would like to know, do you do hardcover?
Yes. E-books, paperbacks, and hardcovers. All 3 formats.
Okay.
Are included.
Yeah. Okay. For hardcover, do you use glue or do you use stitching?
Both the options are available. If the book is thin, we can stitch and use glue. But if the book is like really thick, we have to use both them. But which one do you prefer?
All of my books is stitching, not
stitch. You like glue. In the
hardcover stitching. Yeah. How many minimum books you offer?
How many? Can you please repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you please repeat?
Pardon?
Can you please repeat your question?
The question is, sometimes the amount of the book. Suppose if I order 120 or 20 books or 30 books, how many books is minimum you are working with?
To print? How many books are minimum to print? Is that your question?
Yes.
How many do you want?
I don't know yet, but there is possibility maybe 100 or 31 or 30 books.
We can do that. It's manageable.
You can or you cannot?
We can. Yes. That's a yes.
Okay. Just one moment, please. Okay. And how much is cost? Who is the person, salesperson I can talk to?
I am.
Oh, wonderful. And how to spell your name?
Max,
M-A-X. Yeah. Okay, it's not difficult to pronounce Max. That's nice. Max, do you have paper and pen? Give it, you know, give me the price.
Okay. What's the final page count of your book?
Pardon?
How big is your book? Like words?
Oh, 11 by 8.5.
Can you repeat?
And 200 pages.
Okay, around 200 pages, correct?
Right.
Perfect. What's the genre? What's the book about?
The book is about spirituality.
Okay. Is there, you have published 6 books before. Is there a budget that's gone? 8 books, yes. Is there a budget that you have allocated to this?
But it's related to my 8 books.
I'm saying,
already published.
Have published before, right? So what do you usually pay for publishing?
The last one I published, it was 2 years ago.
Can you please repeat that? I'm so sorry.
The last book I published, it was 2 years ago, 2022.
How much do you pay?
This is irrelevant. It's my family, they paid for it.
I'm trying to understand how far off we are. Like, so what did you pay 2 years ago?
I am asking several printers. I am asking to see how much it cost me for this book, if I want to order
the book, to publish the book, it's going to cost you just $700.
$700.
Yes, 700 to publish the book.
To publish is that going to be color book or is that going
publishing
to be black and white?
We can do it in any format you like.
Yeah, but do you have paper and pen so we are not wasting the time? Our requirement is 11 by 8.5.
Yes. So are you talking about printing or are you talking about publishing? These are two separate things.
Just printing. to you is already is self-published.
Okay. I gave you pricing for publishing. Now I will give you pricing for printing. Okay? It's 11
by 8 and
okay. Number of pages, 200.
200. And it's color.
It's color. Full color? Like the premium one or like standard color?
Pardon?
Is it full color print?
It's full color print, yeah. But it's not the whole page.
Yes.
Part of it.
And you want how many copies do you want?
Just one moment. And I want to copy about 30 copies.
30 copies?
30, 30.
It's going to cost you $900 to get 30 copies printed.
And this is going to be hardcover, right?
Hardcover, color print.
Hardcover and sewing.
Yes.
Okay. And
90.
Do you have, what type of paper do you use?
Can you please repeat that?
Pardon, I didn't get it.
I can't hear you properly.
Can you tell me what type of paper you are using?
We use 110 GSM in terms of paper. It's a highest quality paper used for exclusively for color printing.
Wonderful.
Do you want
highest quality
or matte book cover?
No, I don't want glassy. I want matte.
Okay, I will give you matte. If you order 100 copies or more, you get 5% off.
Right, I know that. Max, would you please tell me how many pounds is this paper?
How many?
Yeah, how thick it is.
What did you ask me?
I am asking you because the paper, it can be 60 pounds, 80 pounds, 100 pounds. So how many pounds is
the weight? Are you talking about what's the weight of the total 30 books?
Yeah, I am sorry.
I can't possibly tell you that.
You cannot tell me.
I have no idea how much would 30 books weigh. The paper itself is 110 GSM. That's the weight of an individual paper.
No, Max. I am asking.
Mm-hmm.
The paper you are using,
mm-hmm.
usually they say 60, 80, 100.
Yes.
The thickness of the paper.
Yes.
So what thickness you have, highest quality paper?
110.
110.
Yes.
Okay, what is the color of the paper?
It's A quality, number one.
Is the color is, suppose, white or off-white, or what color do you have?
The color of the paper can be white, or it can be cream, or it can be coated white.
Coated white.
That's what you want, corporate white?
I don't want white. I want, you know, a little bit off-white.
Off-white, yes. That's green.
So, is this coated or not?
You have all three options. Coated white, or cream.
Okay. You are expert for the quality of the paper for photos. Which paper color do you recommend?
You can use cream paper. It looks elegant.
Cream paper.
Yes.
Is elegant.
Yes.
That's what we are looking for. And you are talking to elegant lady too. Yeah. So the price, let me repeat it again. For 200 pages, 30 copies, hardcover.
Yes.
And not glue, sewing. Sewing binding sewing, and the highest quality paper, which is screen paper, 11 by 8.5. You are giving me price 900, did you say?
Yes, $900.
Okay. Do you provide? Usually, I used to have my ISBN, but this time probably maybe I needed one more ISBN for this book. Do you provide ISBN?
Yes.
How much is it?
Depending on what kind of ISBN you want, it can be between $100 to $300.
ISBN, to me, you know, for 13 digits, is going to be $100.
Yes.
Okay. That's nice, Max. What is your last name, Max?
Wilson. W-I-L.
Wilson.
S-O-N.
Yeah, Wolfson. Right. Wolfson. Max, and your telephone, please, again?
My telephone number?
Yes.
315?
Yes.
679?
Yes.
4306.
215-679-4306.
Yeah, 3123. So 315. The rest of it was correct. 679-4306.
I got confused. Let me repeat it, please. 215.
315.
Yeah. 3 or 2?
3.
Oh, 1, 2, 3.
So 315.
Oh, okay. Thank you for telling me. 679-4306.
Correct.
Okay. Do you have extension?
This is my direct line.
Okay, direct line. Fantastic. How long it takes time to provide me the book? Pardon?
How soon do you want them?
Well, I am in the final stage right now. I am in final stage.
four or five weeks.
1 month. Okay. You finished the work. Do you print in United States, or you have to send it overseas?
United States.
Pardon?
United States, U.S.
U.S. Okay, good. I assume there is no charge for delivery, right?
Yes, based on your zip code.
925. I am sorry. Just 1 moment. Four one five zero six. Sometimes, you know, there is too much in our mind, even the zip code.
Yes. So, shipping is $150.
What city you got?
I'm in New York. The printing press is in California.
You are in California, right?
I'm in New York.
Oh, you are in New York?
Yes.
I thought maybe you are in this area.
Wow.
I am sorry. The zip code is 945. 06.
Yeah.
94506.
Yes.
Can you repeat it to me?
Like your zip code or my zip code?
Mine.
What's the zip code?
94506.
94506.
Yes. We are in California.
I am in New York.
Right. So, your ship is...
Hello?
How much is cost?
$150.
Yes. $150.
That's including taxes and shipping.
Pardon?
That's taxes and taxes and shipping together. $150.
Yeah. Right. That's right. Max, can you give me a favor? Do you have an example of the same paper you are talking?
Like I have to send it to you?
Yes.
No, it's not possible.
Why not?
It's not possible. I just can't send you a piece of paper. It's 110 GSM.
Pardon?
It's 110 GSM. That's what I can tell you. Imagine for a second I get 100 printing queries. Imagine me sending a piece of paper to each one of them. It doesn't make economical sense for business, does it?
But you are doing the business, you want to be sure the customer is.
Absolutely. You're absolutely correct, darling. But think of it from a business perspective. Let's say if 100 people call me a day, everybody wants a piece of paper.
Yeah.
That's 100 paper that went away, right?
Right.
Does it make any sense for business? Let's say 70% of them don't place order.
Hi, buddy, if you can send me some
I can send you a sample copy. Once you place your order, you send me your book. I won't ship the entire order. I'll send you one sample copy. You approve it, only then I will send you the remaining order.
That is too late. Before that, I want to know what I am getting.
I can expedite your shipping, though. It is what it is. I don't know anything else about it.
All of these companies I work with, they send me beautiful paper.
We can't send you a piece of paper. Nothing until the order is placed. We can't send you a piece of paper.
And you are in New York.
I am in New York. My printing press is in California. It's in Fremont, right next to the Tesla factory.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fremont.
Have you seen the Tesla factory?
Yeah, we are not too far away from Fremont.
Yeah,
you know,
that's where my printing press is. I'm not there. My printing press is there, in Fremont. I'm in New York.
Are you the owner of the company?
Darling, I wish I was the owner of the company.
Well,
will be taking this call? Trust me, he's probably in Bahamas sipping up with his 18-year-old girlfriend.
So, if I send my book, would you please email it to me, all this information?
I email you the information?
Yeah.
Weren't you writing it down while talking to me? I could hear you writing it down.
Yeah, you can send it, all the information, through email.
Can you text me your email?
It's Parisa, P as a Paul, A as a Apple, R as a Victor, I as a Iron, S as a Sun, A as a Apple.
Okay, give me one sec. Now repeat that again.
Do you know what information I need right now? Did you write it down?
Can you repeat your email?
I want to be sure you have all information. We talk about that before I give it to you, my email.
You want a 200-page book to be printed with cream paper and a matte, you know, paper book cover with hardcover stitching bound. You want 30 copies shipped to your doorstep in cream color paper. That's what you want with one ISBN.
Okay.
Is that what you want?
That's what we talked about that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's what you want, right?
We need
$100 for printing, $100 for ISBN, $150 for shipping and taxes. That's $1,150.
Okay. So how many colors, pages?
Full color. The entire book can be dipped in any color you want.
Yeah, full color for 200 pages, right?
100 pages, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Max,
is that pricing?
You are,
or is it more than your budget?
You know, it depends your quality of the work. It depends the quality of the book.
The quality of the book is going to be right. I'll send you a sample. If you'll approve it, I'll send you the remaining.
Pardon?
I'll send you a sample. If you like the sample, then I'll send you the remaining.
Yeah, I would like to see some of your samples.
I'll send you the sample only if you place the order.
Max, I want to be sure to understand to follow you. Max, the printer is in Fremont, right?
My printing press is in Fremont, yes.
Right. After
my corporate office is
in New York. Right. Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
My corporate office is in New York. My printing press is in California.
Right. For 3 months to our place is only about maybe 45 minutes.
Okay.
So the shipping for 30 books is $150.
Shipping and taxes included, and not your order won't be shipped directly from California. All the books come to head office, and then we ship it to individual authors. Because your 30 books is merely a drop in the ocean of printing. I won't even consider this over the order. You know, our minimum orders are like, you know, general printing that we do are like 10,000 books, 20,000 books, 1,000 books, 2,000 books. So they're not going to ship individual books. They load up a container, the container comes to New York, and then we ship it to individual people.
I see. So this book comes to New York, after finish, comes to New York, from New York, comes back to us, or directly comes from Fremont to our place.
It will be shipped from our corporate office. From our fulfillment centers?
Mm-hmm. From New York.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. So that's what, you know, it costs more.
It doesn't cost more or less. That's what it costs. You know, anywhere in the U.S., it was going to cost you the same amount of money. But it's probably sometimes some places are like out of U.S., like in, you know, Puerto Rico, then it costs more. The shipping really depends on the frequency of how soon you want them to be. This is like the cheapest option. If you want the printing to be there in a week, well, we probably charge you $300 for that. But that will be shipped to you in a week. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. So
I need to get off the call. It's been 30 minutes that I'm on the line. There are other people waiting. So I've already given you the pricing. It's $900, $100 for ISBN, and $150 for shipping. You have my direct line. If you want to place the order, just call me in, okay? Any other questions before the call?
Excuse me. You wanted my email, don't you?
Yeah, I wanted it. But you have my contact number. If you want to place your order, just call me in. You already have all the details. I gave you the pricing, right? I know all the details. Now,
right.
When you actually want to place the order, I will put your details directly in the system.
No, I would like you email it to me, Max. This information we have, would you please email it to me?
Oh, okay, I'll do it. Tell me email.
Thank you. My email is Carissa.
I'll just email it to you. Go ahead. Tell me email.
Carissa, P as a Paul, A as a Apple, R as a Victor, I as a Iron, S as a Sam, A as a Apple.
T-A-V-I-S-A?
No, P as a Paul.
Paul, P. P-A-V-I-S-A?
P-A-R.
R is in Romeo?
I.
Parisa.
Like Parisa, yeah. Like
wow,
Paris.
That's a Persian name, right?
Yeah, Parisa, yes.
That's person name, right?
Yeah, is my name.
From Iran?
Pardon?
Are you from Iran?
Yes.
Wow, nice. Good to meet you. So, Paris, tell me your last email.
Is 70 years ago, my parents were from Iran.
During the Iranian Revolution?
Yeah.
When the king went mad?
Yeah, before revolution, yeah. Are you Persian?
My mom is from Lebanon, so I have some history in the Middle East, and I have some friends that are Iranian. One of my cousins is named Parisa.
I see. Okay. Parisa at...
Mm-hmm.
And Vani is my last name. A as an apple. M as a mother. D as a brother. W as a water. A as an apple. N as a nurse. I as an idol.
Sure.
.net.
.net?
Yes.
That's a website. PraiseOnWine.net. What's your email?
Yeah. Would you please repeat it so I don't want your email go some other place?
It's Parisa, P-A-R-I-S-A, Ambwani, A-M-B-W-A-N-I.
Oh, no. Excuse me, Max. A as an apple, M as a mother.
Yeah, M as a mother, yes. B as in boy,
right.
W as in watch.
Yeah.
A as an apple, N as in Nancy, I as in India.
Right.
But where's the at sign, honey? Parisa at Ambwani.net?
Right.
So this is your own website?
I don't get it.
How is that an email?
This is my email. Parisa at Ambwani.
Perfect, Parisa. I'll search you. I'll just send you an email with all the information that we talked about, with the pricing and everything, and then you can touch base with me later on. When do you want to place the order?
Well, maybe 2 weeks from now.
Got
because
it.
Are printing
only usually valid for a week, because printing price keeps changing it based on the international shipping, the freight. You know, all these charges, but for you, I'll keep put a price lock guarantee for a week, for 2 weeks, okay? Today's Thursday, so next Thursday and Thursday after that, the pricing is only valid until then. It can be a few dollars more or a few dollars less, or maybe $100 more or $100 less after that, okay? Our pricing keeps changing. Printing price across the world is not standard. It keeps changing. So this price is only valid for the next 2 weeks.
I am aware of that, but the price doesn't change within 2 weeks. The price at least 1 month, 2 months.
Perfect. So I'll just put a price lock guarantee until next Thursday, okay? For next two Thursdays.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Have a nice
before the call.
Bye-bye.